Good morning, everyone. Happy to have Narayana and Sheila with us this morning. Swagatam. Welcome. This morning, focusing on the yamas and a little bit on the niyamas. Before thinking through what I was going to say, I thought I'd start out, well, the first yama, you know. Start there with ahimsa, reviewing that. Then as I looked at all the beautiful material Gurudeva had written on the yamas and niyamas, I realized that that wasn't really the beginning, that we needed to step back and take a look at the concept of the yamas themselves before we jumped into the first one. So this is kind of an overview on the yamas. So of course in our teachings we emphasize that man is a divine being, that man is a soul, a spiritual being, and that the essence of that soul is God Shiva. So at the essence of our spiritual being, not only are we spiritual, but we're also one with God at the depth of our spiritual being. So of course that's our core teaching, and Gurudeva says that so beautifully in the phrase, man is not man. Who is man then? Man is God. So man is not man, man is God. So that's the beautiful spiritual teachings. However, it's important also to be grounded in other realities. So we are a soul, but where is our soul? It's inside of a physical body, right? It's in there. But it's not standing alone. It's not sitting up there in the Shiva Loka in the third world blessing us all. It's encased as a physical body around it. So, being in a physical body, we not only have a soul, we also have an instinctive and an intellectual mind which we need to work with. So, the phrase that Gurudeva uses is the three phases of the mind, which reminds us that there's threefold nature here we're dealing with, the instinctive, the intellectual, and the superconscious, or the soul. So we have three phases of the mind. So when we talk about the yamas, there related to the instinctive area of the mind, part of us that acts like animals. And in that sense, the meaning of yama, or which is restraint, to restrain, is very helpful. So these are tendencies. The yamas focus on tendencies, such as the tendency to harm someone, tendency to lie, tendency to steal, that are part of the instinctive nature and which need to be controlled. So when you think about controlling the instinctive mind in Hindu imagery, the classic image is the charioteer. In fact, we just looked at one of those paintings the other day where there's five horses out there and the chariot and the charioteer, and he has all these reins and he's reining in the horses. It's a nice picture we just looked at. So that is the idea of controlling something. We need to harness it. We need to rein it in. We don't want to let it run wild. We have to harness it. So that's represented by the reins. We have the energy of the horses, but if you let it run wild, the chariot will go too fast and turn over, right? Uncontrolled, so we have to harness it, control it, direct it. So in thinking about that, I remembered something that I had forgotten, which is the usual way. cognizant ability, you remember what you remembered and you forget what you've forgotten. But in normal speech, you remember something you forgot, right? So in this case, I remembered that Gurudeva in the past had certain of his shishya learn horseback riding. Okay, well, that doesn't sound too unusual. But he did it in the spirit of their learning to understand and control the instinctive mind. That's what he said. By doing this, you'll gain a better understanding of how the instinctive mind works and how to control it, just by learning how to control a horse through the reins. So that's an even more contemporary example. You know, the charioteer sounds a bit in the past since we drive automobiles. But we still ride horses one at a time. And so we can see, just in thinking about that, how that would work. You know, you gain a sense of the animal. First, you're a little afraid of it, you know, this and that. And then you gain a sense of how to work with it and how to control it through the reins. So that's very similar to the concept of working with our own instinctive forces. At first, when we blow up in anger, we say, whoa, how did I do that? A little bit afraid of our own tendency to get angry. But after a while, just like the horse, we learn how to rein it in so that we have controls on it. We can control that force so it doesn't run away with us.